Hi there. The word for you today is on worry. In Philippians 4 and verse 6, the New Living Translation of the Bible, Paul writes, "Don't worry about anything." You say, well, how do you do that? Well, to begin with, you've got to identify the source of your worries. Did you grow up in a fear-filled family, always feeling insecure, never measuring up, or never hearing words of affirmation and approval? Are you listening to the prophets of doom, hearing only about what's wrong and how much worse it's going to get? In other words, what's the source of your anxiety? What's feeding your worries? Until you can express your fears, you can't expel them. Putting your worries into words disrobes them. They look weak and silly standing there naked. In his novel, which also became a movie, The Life of Pi, Jan Martel's main character, Pi, finds himself adrift at sea in a lifeboat with a 450-pound Bengal tiger as his companion. While on the lifeboat, Pi begins to analyze his fears, both of the sea and of the tiger. He gives this counsel, and I quote, "You must fight hard to express your fear. You must fight hard to shine the light of words upon it. Because if you don't, if your fear becomes a wordless darkness that you avoid, perhaps even manage to forget, you open yourself to further attacks of fear because you never truly fought the opponent who defeated you. So pull back the curtain and expose your fears, each and every one. You know what, like vampires, they can't stand the sunlight. Financial fears, relationship fears, professional fears, safety fears. Call them out in prayer. Go ahead, drag them out and make them stand before God." How do you do that? Paul tells us, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand."